Ask Layton Police Chief Terry Keefe what his officers were responding to last summer, and it won't take long for him to respond.
We experienced a 1,530% increase in calls between 2010 and 2011 when the new law went into effect on the discharge of fireworks.
That new law allowed Utah residents to shoot off fireworks for a month between June 26th and July 26th with no time restrictions. It also opened up the state to the sale of aerial fireworks for the first time. But Keefe says that is not why people were calling.
Our calls for the discharge of illegal fireworks actually decreased 92%. So people were not confused that the Newcake fireworks were illegal fireworks. It was just that the period of time had grown so much longer than what we were used to here in Utah.
Representative Jim Dunnigan was the lawmaker behind last year's fireworks bill and is now the sponsor behind House Bill 33, the legislation that would turn that law around. Under his new plan, fireworks use would be limited to 3 days before and after July 4th and 24th, as well as on New Year's Eve and the Chinese New Year's Eve. His bill would also cap the time firecrackers could be set off at 11 p.m., except for on New Year's. Dunnigan says he always knew changing the fireworks laws in such a drastic way was risky, but he says he has no regrets, especially when looking at the numbers.
When we proposed this bill last year, our fiscal analysts always look at our bills to see if it's going to cost the state revenue or bring in revenue. And they said, we think this will bring the state and local governments about $4,000 of tax revenue. Well, it brought in $500,000 of tax revenue. They projected we'd have $90,000 worth of sales of this aerial fireworks. We sold $8 million.
Under HB 33, the state will still allow the sale of aerial fireworks. State Fire Marshal Brent Halliday says the number of injuries and fires were down last year, but that could be attributed to the wet summer.
At a 40% increase in fireworks sales, and we actually lessened on our fires.
House Bill 33 will now be debated on the House floor. With KCPW News, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.